Hi, this is Jared Bellman from Let Us Entertain You. You're on the road with Dane from WGN.
720 WGN, high atop Chicago in the Skyline studio, and excited to have, actually honored to have, on the line, executive partner at the always amazing Let Us Entertain You, and a driving force of places like Hub 51, RPM Italian, Bub City, Three Dots and a Dash, and more, from Chicago, D.C. to L.A., a member of really what is Chicago's first family of food. Jared Mellman, welcome to WGN.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Oh, it's great to have you on. It's great to have you on. It means that there's some cool stuff coming up, and we're excited. Before we get into that, first of all, congrats to you, you know, the entire team at Lettuce, the family, on 50 years.
Well, thank you. I take very partial credit, but certainly very proud of my dad for 50 great years.
Well, I mean, in one of the toughest businesses to be in, and even just to survive, Lettuce has thrived. 120 restaurants in 9 states, and that's, you know, it's not all, you know, your dad started it, obviously a pioneer in it, but you, the team, everybody, I mean, you guys have to be very proud.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned the team, especially proud of our team after this last year and a half. I just know that I'm lucky to work with the best people in the business.
When you think about groups and you think about restaurant groups, sometimes, oftentimes, right, the restaurants themselves fit into groups. And one of the things about Lettuce that I think is so kind of amazing, exemplary, is the diversity from places like RJ Grunt's to Fine Dining to Donuts. What is it about Lettuce with the philosophy that you guys aren't limited by demographics, price point, cuisine, that you guys can really kind of get in there, approach anything, any concept, tackle it, and win?
Well, I think a lot of that starts with my dad. He's just endlessly curious and always learning. And so, you know, I think there's a lot of groups that do a lot of cool things and groups that take one concept and just build that out. But I think it started with him, that he really has a passion for so many different types of food and so many different types of service. And that's really trickled through the organization, that, you know, I think about the team of people I work with, and they're always exploring and always learning and always doing different things. And that has led to so many different types of restaurants.
At this point, do you guys, even like maybe in some meetings, thinking of it, when you take it on almost as a challenge, that there may be a type of cuisine you hadn't even thought or considered, but maybe is untapped on the Lettuce side, and you said, well, let's try that just so that we can kind of check it off the box?
I don't know that we think about just checking things off the, you know, off our list. It really starts so often in our test kitchen or the kitchens around the restaurants. I mean, if I think about Ramen Sun, for example, it started actually in the kitchen of RPM Italian. Our chef invited us in the back and said, hey, can I make something for you? And I thought, oh, it's going to be something Italian. And it turned out to be a bowl of ramen. And that, you know, inspired what became a concept. And we took a trip to Japan. And nice. So much of it starts with the food for us.
That's cool, though, that you really go deep within it and have something that not only resonates with fans, with diners, but also just in general with what it is that you guys are tackling. You talk about events, and I was in on some of these initial conversations when Windy City Smokeout was just sort of on the drawing board there, and it's gone from what was a really cool event in a pretty small parking lot to like an amazing event in a bigger parking lot to really what now, and I don't know how you guys categorize it or think about it, but what I see as someone who covers this all the time, really, what is the preeminent kind of combination, you know, for America, right, of whether it's high level barbecue and country music? It's like one of the top events in the country now.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I mean, we're certainly very proud of it. And I, you know, we always wanted it to be not the biggest event it could be, but the best event it could be. And for us, that meant really focusing on the food. So, you know, proud to have some of the best barbecue teams from all around the country coming in every year. And then we pair that with the best country music. So it, to me, it's like the best little boutique festival it can be.
And not only just there kind of highlighting those different kind of restaurants and places, but also walking the walk with Bub City, and you guys do that. And this event too, and for the listeners, let them know we're talking with Jared Mellman from Let Us Entertain You. And of course, one of those inspirational and driving forces of Windy City Smokeout, which is coming up, is, you know, always highlighting Chicago places. Certainly Chicago has a position in the team photo of great barbecue for the country, but also national places from all, whether it's like Salt Lick, whether it's 17th Street, whether it's Ubon's, you bring in people from all around the country. So this is really, you know, the country's barbecue event.
Yeah, I mean, don't forget Pappy's from St. Louis. Nice. My favorite ribs in the country. We're lucky to have Rodney Scott joining us for one night this year on Friday, doing a whole hog sliders, which I think are going to be super cool.
Yeah, so, oh my gosh.
There's just been unbelievable talent over the years. And it's pretty cool. It's, I know it's a weekend I look forward to all year. And I think a lot of the barbecue teams look forward to it as well.
Also, Sugar Fire Smokehouse is going to be there too. For those people that are not familiar, people I think are going to love that addition to it as well.
For sure. I think every year we try to have new things for people to discover. So even if someone's been coming since day one and we've had so many loyal people that have been coming every year, we always want to have new things to surprise and excite them.
You talk about the team, obviously, you know, in that team of things for a successful event, great fans, great crowd, mentioned people looking forward to it, top talent, the barbecue as well on the sponsor side, and also the venue, right? Because, and let's talk a little bit about this. So now you're in the shadow of the United Center, and so you've got that great facility right there. Was this for you? Was this ever like, was it on the map of like, well, if we could be anywhere, here's where we want to be? How did that happen?
You know, it's really grown organically. We started in a small parking lot across from Nordstrom, actually, and then moved to the Tribune parking lot, as you may remember. And our last year there, we really felt like, wow, we need a bigger space. And we looked all around and it's been a great partnership with the United Center and the Reinsdorf family and the Wirtz family. They've been so great to us. And We looked at it and we said, wow, this is just a natural. And we were super excited and super proud to sort of get to throw the festival there. It was a nice feeling of achievement for the team, for sure.
One of the things that you get to be a part of, it's got to be gratifying too, is not only have a successful business, but have people, you know, creating so many memories with his family and friends at the establishments and kind of looking forward to going to places, kind of loving the places and the things that you guys at Lettuce have brought to life. You mentioned the barbecue teams looking forward to this event. They definitely do. I can vouch for that, but the fans do as well. And so your thoughts on this, I don't know if it's extra point of maybe pressure. It's certainly maybe some pride, is to be really the first festival to bring people back, to bring Chicago back. As we kind of open up, I mean, this is happening and people are just super excited.
Yeah, I mean, we're so excited too. I mean, when, for a few months there, we were not certain that it was going to be able to happen again this year. And we've been working with the city for many, many months. And when they gave us the word that, hey, they were going to approve our festival and we were going to get to be one of, if not the first big festivals of the summer, we were just super excited. It feels really cool, and I know that so many people are excited to have these experiences again and be around people and be around live music. It's really exciting and well deserved for so many people after this, you know, crazy time we've been through.
Yeah, and you hit on it too, is that you guys are such a big part of a lot of things that have been really hit the hardest, you know, whether it's the live events, whether it's live music, whether it's the restauranting side of things. So many of those areas have been hit and impacted, not only for the people that work in and around it, but also all those people that love them. So we're excited, and I think a little bit later on the program we're going to have two tickets to give away for this year's Windy City Smokeout. So thanks to you and the entire team for making that possible here. We'll have links up at WGNradio.com. And Jared Melman, before we let you go, is there a place where people can go online, not only to see the lineup of all the great musical talent, but of course that barbecue talent, craft beer, everything going on at this year's Smokeout?
Yeah, go visit us at WindyCitySmokeout.com. There's still a few tickets left, so.
Jared Melman, thanks so much for everything that you guys are doing. Definitely say hi to your dad for Chicago. Not that they don't do it on a regular basis. Congrats again, and thanks for jumping on the show today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.